Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
Matt Sharp is here with me today. He is the legal counsel from Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, we have been talking about various issues that we face here in our country. About a year ago, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court declared that every state must allow for homosexual marriages. Now, we see a letter that has been sent out by the Obama administration declaring that public schools must accommodate for various issues of gender identity. North Carolina is coming under attack because of some simple law that says bathrooms can only be used by one's biological sex. Who is the force really behind all this?
If you look to the Bible, it teaches that there's two foundations for a healthy society. Number one is the idea that there are male and female, that they have unique and complementary roles. And then the second is that a male and female should join together in marriage and start a family, and that that family becomes the backbone of society, of churches, of government, and everything. And so the battles that we're facing with same-sex marriage and with gender identity are an attack on those pillars of society. It's that marriage is no longer between one man and one woman, but it's between two men and two women, or multiple men and women, if that's what they want. And then it's attacking the idea that there is male and female and that they have unique roles. Rather, gender is fluid, and if you no longer think you're male, you can now be a female or something else entirely. And so this is really an attack on these fundamental principles that the Bible lays out as being necessary for a strong society. And if you look at history, any culture and any society that has strayed away from these two pillars has ultimately crumbled.
Well, the Lord has laid out the happiest and healthiest way for us all to live, and those are biblical principles that are clearly laid out before us. If you'd like to learn more about the issues we face today, do contact us here at Nebraska Family Alliance.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families, visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.